This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. Governor Jared Polis addressed Democratic concerns over the incoming Trump administration. The second-term governor spoke to lawmakers at the Capitol during his annual State of the State address this morning.
Our values and our way of life are not dependent on who is in the White House or who is in United States Congress. And I refuse to allow disagreement, division, or disorder in Washington, D.C., to deter us in Colorado. That's simply not how we roll. Just as I spoke out against President Biden's solar tariffs that could increase energy costs for Coloradans, I will strongly criticize President Trump's proposed and, in many ways, even worse tariffs that could raise the cost of everything from groceries to housing to energy.
Polis focused on housing, transit, and affordability, as well as immigration and energy. And it's all hat and no cattle at the 199th Annual National Western Stock Show Parade today in downtown Denver. Their traditional longhorns didn't make it in time due to weather and traffic on I-25. Jamie Hawkins is from the Eastern Plains. She said she dealt with 4-foot drifts and 50-mile-per-hour winds getting to the show.
They live by me, and it's horrible out there. It took me an hour to get from Bennett to Tower Road.
Still, performers and fans say they'll enjoy the festivities. The 16-day event draws nearly 700,000 people each year. It's chilly and breezy in Denver this afternoon. Expect clear skies tonight with a low around 11 degrees. This is CPR News.